Some of the worst flooding is in the Portage and Baraboo area, around where Interstate 9094 meets up with I-39. The northbound lanes of 9094-39 are closed all the way from Madison to where 39 splits off, and both lanes of I-39 are closed for about 20 miles north of there. Governor Jim Doyle visited the area today and says the roads are underwater and the rivers are high.
Even after the rains have stopped, particularly up in that Baraboo area, we just don't know how much water is coming down those rivers. And it could actually, I'm told, actually get worse now.
Between Milwaukee and Madison, the westbound lanes of I-94 are also closed, as are several roads that would normally be used as detours. The result is that the Department of Transportation is rerouting westbound traffic all the way down to Beloit. It's also telling travelers from Chicago headed to the Twin Cities to detour even farther, all the way up to Green Bay. The DOT's Michael Getzman says he's not aware of another time when flooding like this has closed Wisconsin's interstates, and he can't say for sure when they'll all be open again.
If you can tell me when the waters will subside, I can give you that answer, but right now we don't know.
Governor Doyle says he should be ready to ask President Bush for a federal disaster declaration late today or tomorrow. FEMA officials have been assessing damage in Sauk, Vernon, Crawford, Columbia, and Milwaukee counties, and will likely visit other Wisconsin counties next. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.